You're on the Live 90.5 and you're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, a show that tries to celebrate and highlight people's journeys in life and the great things that they do for people and their lives and communities. Good morning, Chris Bradbury, who is the principal of North Home. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. Darren, before we start, you have a little confession to tell me.
Sure do. I'm an alumni from North Home, year 12, 1990. So it's great to talk to you this morning, Chris, and bring back many, many memories. And just before we go on, I was on the website last night just researching before or talking, and I see that the canteen is still the same cottage as it was back when the school started during the 80s. So that's amazing.
That's good. Yeah, they were very much looking forward to the conversation, and it's always so important to maintain those connections with alumni. And I think the beauty of North Home is it's very much been able to maintain its history and at the same time looks at opportunities to be able to move forward as education continues to develop and grow.
Chris, we live in a world that's changed rapidly. Coronavirus, expectations, people's lifestyles and philosophies and so on. As an educator, what do you see on a daily basis that drives you with your values? Like, what are your values at an individual level and at an organisational level that try to bring about the growth and development of young people at your school?
Well, I think that's the key, Jim, growth and development. It's absolutely fundamental and critical in a strong education, and I think that's what drives all educators. How are we able to maximise the potential of each student in our care and provide them with a learning experience where they're able to grow, I think, in two main facets, both as a person and as a learner. I think at the heart of any great school, there needs to be an unrelenting focus on quality teaching and learning. That's what schools are about. And that's linked very much to building a knowledge-based education so that students have the capacity to know and understand, so therefore they can engage in critical thinking and problem-solving and collaborate with others. But at the same time, schools equally have the responsibility of developing the character and the person of each individual child. So we want them to be able to work hard. We want them to develop resilience and perseverance and at the same time make a valuable contribution to the community, certainly when they leave school, but hopefully they're able to make an outstanding contribution to the community while they're at school as well in terms of being involved in initiatives and programs across the board.
And thanks for sharing that with us. I'm going to ask one more question, and then I'd like Darren, and Darren wants to talk about what's happened since 1990 and different things. Can you just explain to our listeners, I think that's a fantastic philosophy and vision. I have no argument whatsoever. In a practical sense, how do you do that on a daily basis?
Well, I think it needs to be based on your values. And we've been very fortunate through our strategic planning process that we were able to look at the school where it currently is, where the school has come from, and where the school is moving in terms of meeting the challenges of the future. So almost a yesterday, today, tomorrow model. And at our core basis as a school, we've come down to four key pillars, which we think are critical in terms of everything we do. That's based on student life, that's professional practice from staff, and that's our engagement with the community. And those four values are learning through scholarship, which is the learning experience and the opportunity to challenge the minds of our young people. The second area is caring for others and self. That there is a strong commitment of each student to obviously look after their peers, those they interact with, and those that they will interact with. The third value is living a faithful life, which is based on the character development, how our students grow in terms of resilience and perseverance and gratitude. And then finally, the contributing to the community in terms of what our students can give back. So in terms of realising your vision, I think it really comes down to the why. What do you stand for in a quality education? And I think if you look at those four particular values, it really comes down to scholarship, it comes down to character, and it comes down to community. And if we can live and breathe that ethos in everything we do, whether that's in the classroom, outside the classroom, in co-curricular activities, as well as community engagement, then we're playing an important role in terms of developing wonderful citizens for our community.
Chris, thanks for sharing that with you, because I think not one person would disagree with that, and I congratulate you on that. And for our listeners, the school in its progress and journey, those concepts are reflected when I see your students, and those tangible things like results, like the things that they're involved in the wider community, are all visible signs of how you interpolate, how you put into practice all of those values and vision on behalf of parents. Because really, at the end of the day, we're custodians for the parents' That's right. beliefs and the wider community, but particularly parents who make a conscious sacrifice to live out those values on a daily basis. And I just want to, on behalf of the parents and students, thank you for your leadership in relation to that. Now, I'm going to let you off the hook because one of your students wants to talk to you and ask you questions. So I've been very nice up until now. And so here comes the hard penetrating questions, Chris.
I don't think they're going to be hard and penetrating. Oh, yes, sorry, Chris. Congratulations again on maintaining such quality at North Home in your time there. And I can say I really enjoyed my time back, which culminated in 1990, a long time ago it seems. And I thought I'd just cast our listeners back, and maybe some students would be very amazed to hear that the stables, which is now a building there, was actually on the site of the original like farm stables of the property. And in my early years at North Home, we actually had chapel and assembly within the stables, and with drafts coming under the doors and things like that. So it's come a long way. And yeah, I do congratulate you on being part of the next journey of North Home as well. Are you able to share with us and our listeners some of the plans for North Home, of where it's come recently, and what you plan for the future for students and continuing the quality education?
Yeah, well, firstly, thank you for that feedback in regards to the school, because schooling is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So it's wonderful to hear from alumni when they have the capacity to be able to share their experiences and the fact that they really enjoyed that opportunity to be at North Home. And I think the measure of a great school is not just the quality of education that we deliver immediately from the time that a child is at school from K to 12, but it's essentially where how the child develops as an adult 10, 15, 20 years' time. And we always enjoy those wonderful stories of those that experienced North Home and obviously have moved on to bigger and better things. I think in terms of where North Home is moving forward in terms of education goes back to the point that I'd made earlier, in that we've been very intentional and deliberate to go back to the very ethos of why the school was born. And that was that North Home was very much designed in 1983 to be a caring, nurturing school that would challenge each student. And due to our size, we would have the capacity to know and care for every student at a far greater level than what other educational institutions could provide. And that's very much encapsulated in our new tagline, Moving Forward, which is Challenging Minds, Creating Futures. In that we want to continue to ensure that we're delivering that strong education from a knowledge-based curriculum perspective, but we're also moving in terms of what the what contemporary society requires our young men and women to be able to achieve. So we're quite excited with the fact that we're very much moving into enterprise education. So we're building student capacity in regards to life skills and entrepreneurship. So they not only understand those fundamental areas of finance and business, marketing, human resources, financial technology and so forth, but they actually have the capacity to be able to move into those areas that are developing at a rapid rate and contributing strongly to those domains. And that's very much linked to the area of STEM as well. And we also want to place a great focus on character education, which includes resilience and a focus on mental health, which are very important in this day and age. And whilst it's very important for our young men and women to look after others, they need to be able to look after themselves. And that means, how do you handle setbacks, adversity, and using those experiences, obviously, to be able to develop the capacity to be stronger citizens and individuals. I think a really strong point in regards to what makes our culture distinctive from other schools is our focus to academic intentionality with pastoral attentiveness. And again, going back to that principle of how we look at each student as both a learner and a person. So at North Home, we believe very strongly that a quality education maintains both academic scholarship as well as pastoral attentiveness. We know that student achievement's largely attributed with a close connection to student wellbeing. Establishing a high-performance culture within a school context is always dependent on both challenging students to achieve their best academically, but just as important is providing the care and support that's necessary for personal growth and development. So we're well aware that a quality education is all about preparing young men and women for life. Therefore, our core business is to grow and develop each student intellectually, socially, emotionally, physically, as well as spiritually.
Thank you for sharing that, Chris. It's quite amazing that North Home is able to do that across the many years. And it reminds me of the motto, be traced. Also, you mentioned technology there. I remember it was always at the forefront of technology, and I started my computer career, so to say, as an engineer on Apple IIe computers in the computer room in the what was then the New Stables building. And it just really takes my memories back there. And thank you for sharing with us this morning. Just a few questions for you. How's the road going out, Cobar Road? Is it as terrible as it was, or is it a bit better these days with the buses?
No, you know Cobar Road well, and we're currently engaged in conversations with the council in terms of improving its quality. There have been some developments in terms of widening the road, but there's still work to be done in that area.
That's great. It'd be great to see that Cobar Road actually is a road fitting for the school that's there after 40 years of the school being in existence.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for sharing with us a very significant part of people's lives, their schooling, their education, because in many ways that shapes us for our futures and has a big impact on who we are and who we become, the values that we learn, and quite interestingly, the values that we don't learn. And so for me and 90.5 and for Darren, we thank you very much for the leadership role that you take on. May I invite you on behalf of Darren and myself to come back later in the year and perhaps even bring your school captains, and we can talk in the studio just about how they feel, because they are the beneficiaries and the recipients of your leadership and the school's leadership. They're fine people, and we'd love to hear what your school's doing at the community level.
Look, that would be terrific. It's been an absolute pleasure to be involved in the conversation today, and I couldn't agree more in regards to student voice and involvement. If you really want to know what happens in schools, what makes them thrive and flourish, the best people to speak to are the students. So I know our school leaders would be delighted to be involved. Thank you for the invitation and opportunity.
Well, best wishes as you prepare your students in particular for the HSC and for all years at the school. And again, on behalf of 90.5 and Darren and myself, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Alive 90.5.